This is MSO News Sports. Bill Newell, Rick Moore, and we are guesting with Phil Sheridan, athletic director at Peabody High School. 19th year as AD, and a long time prior to that, coach, track coach, cross-country coach at Peabody High School. So Phil, welcome. Great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me. Looking forward to this.
Well, Phil, let's talk about spring sports in Peabody. Maybe share with us some of the highlights so far this spring in Peabody.
Well, we won a couple of championships. The girls and boys track teams won their divisional championship, which was great. The girls lacrosse program has had a really solid season. They're, I think, 14-4 and qualified for the state tournament. The boys lacrosse team is young, but they were in a lot of games, and they didn't make the tournament, but we look strong for next year, so we're excited about them. Girls and boys tennis struggle a little bit. Very young. Our numbers are low. We have to work on that.
What's interesting, Phil, is Peabody is one of those original North Shore lacrosse schools, right? I mean, it goes back. You were coaching track at the time and paying no attention to the lacrosse back then. But it was a great – I mean, it still will – I'm sure you're going to be winning next year or whatever. But what a great, rich tradition Peabody lacrosse has.
Yeah, we do. I mean, our program was started by Bob Danish, who was one of the lead guys getting lacrosse going here on the North Shore. And, we're pretty proud of our tradition. What I see is youth lacrosse is really taking off here in Peabody. And one of the reasons is we have some great ex-Peabody lacrosse guys leading the charge in both the boys and the girls. Kevin Holden, who was our varsity coach for a long time, is now running the boys' youth lacrosse program. Dan Collins and Ed Lemazny are running the girls' lacrosse program. So the numbers are coming up, so we're comfortable with that getting better.
I imagine it's all that generational thing. They're having kids, and the kids are playing youth sports, and all of a sudden decades go by here. Rick?
Yeah, that's right, the Lemazny and Tudor and those guys. Phil, I was talking with Fernando Braz the other day, and I can't believe he's been here 16 years, but he was talking about the family of coaches that he has, and he was talking about the diversity of cultures at Peabody High School in terms of the kids, where they come from, their backgrounds, and so on. But once they start playing sports, they become sort of a different culture, a different family. And, as an athletic director, you must it's got to feel good to see where kids come from sometime, especially when they come in as freshmen. They're scared, a little nervous or whatever with their backgrounds. But it's sort of all meshes together after a fashion, and that is in large part due to your department and your coaches. So maybe a little comment on how you've seen that over the years, because as Bill just said, the tradition at Peabody High School in terms of athletics is incredible.
Right. And we are becoming a much more diverse school community or a community as a whole. And our coaches have done a great job of reaching out to the different groups of kids, cultures that may not have had the opportunity to play sports as when they were young and in a different country, and get them invested in our different sports programs. In particular, you brought up Fernando and Joe Rocha. They do a great job with the kids from different cultures. We have a lot of kids, a lot of Latinos, and just different groups that are heavily invested. And kids that, when they got here, I don't think they thought they were going to college, and now they've gone through the program, and now their kids in college that never would have guessed they would have been
right
there 4 or 5 years ago. So it's great.
One of the things I talked to Coach Braz about was when kids come into a program or to a sport and say, listen, I'm a shortstop. Mm-hmm. And, Coach Betancourt will say, well, maybe not. I got a better – and then the kids find out they're really better suited at someplace else. Do you get to do you get feedback from kids? Do you talk to kids about their experience in sports and maybe help them? I know the coaches help them get into college and so on. Does the athletic director, is he also involved in that?
We try to be involved whenever, it doesn't always come to my level, but for instance, there was a young man this year who came to me, and he was a little worried about his being able to compete. He was going to go to a D2 school. Mm-hmm. And his guidance counselor and I worked with him, and about a week ago he came in and said, hey, I'm in, I qualified. It was great. So
yeah.
We do get involved, but really the coaches are the leaders with regards to that, and if they have questions, they come to me. I'll make calls to schools Or I've called the NCAA Clearinghouse, and you know, we do whatever we can to help kids get into school.
Absolutely.
Bill, I'd be remiss if we didn't follow up on some track stuff with you. As a longtime track coach and seeing how it's done today, so to speak, what's changed in coaching high school track, would you say, in the last, since you got out of it, you know, a number of years ago? Is it the same? Or, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot that's the same, but is there stuff that's different?
I think a lot of the standards and a lot of the other stuff is changing, but it's still the same sport, and you need guys like Fernando Braz and like Joe Rocha to carry the standard. I think that the track program in Peabody or in Beverly, Marblehead, those are the programs where the consistency really starts at the top. You know, with the coaches and the standard that they set and the expectations they have and what they'll accept and what they won't accept.
Yeah, gotcha. Well, let's touch on some of the other sports seasons here, the fall and winter sports at Peabody High School. And Phil, I don't know where you want to go. Let's take it back. Let's just turn the clock back slowly here. So what were a handful of winter highlights? I know the hockey team had a great season this year, but what were some other highlights, or maybe expand on that and others for the winter in Peabody?
Well, the boys hockey team did have a really good season. Ended a little bit disappointingly for us. We didn't expect it to end the way it did, but we ran into a hot goalie. He was terrific. We think we're going to be good again next year. Our girls hockey program, we have a co-op with North Reading and Linfield. We lost 8 one-goal games. Mm. And we didn't make the tournament. We are very young. We only had 2 seniors. We really think the program will really turn the corner this year. We brought in a new coach, Michelle Roach. She is a Lynn girl who played at St. Mary's and then again at St. Mike's. Has coached a lot of different places, and she did a terrific job. In fact, she was named Coach of the Year in the league. So she's great.
Does she have to change her name to Rocha to coach in Peabody?
I don't know about that, but you know, she's been a great addition. She runs a great practice. Coach Leonard came up to me and said, "Wow, she really." I went out to watch her. She runs a great practice. The kids are excited. One of the things that she really invested in is we now have a strength and conditioning coach here at Peabody High School, which is kind of unique. And she had the kids here 2 or 3 times a week, either before, most of the time after ice, and it really paid off.
You mentioned Coach Leonard, and we did a lot of Peabody hockey games, and the kids, the captains especially, were so enthusiastic and so cool. I mean, they were just very big kids, tough kids on the ice, but real gentlemen off the ice. And again, you know, a tribute to what Coach Leonard does. But the facilities that you guys have with the hockey rink and the football field and, the track out here and everything else, boy, you really have everything, Phil. And how difficult – I just hit the button. Okay, it's still working. See, I got to be careful. How difficult is it to maintain all that stuff and the support? And what is your role as an athletic director in terms of overseeing all this stuff? And I guess fall, winter, and spring, it's huge here. You've got a huge complex.
Yeah, we do. The ice rink is kind of its own institution. They have a manager, and we just book the ice and I have my monthly heart attack when the ice rental bill comes in. But no, we're very lucky that the stadium is really obviously completely changed, and it's so beautiful, and the kids love to be out there, and we're able to run everything in the rain, and it's huge for us. The other thing that has happened with the turf is our grass field up above is now I would call pristine. Mm-hmm. Because we don't let them on the grass until after April vacation, because what we want to keep it in good shape. We used to it would be mincemeat by April 1st because it wasn't ready to be played on.
Yeah, and it's nice going back to football season to be able to see down in the end zone is when kids don't disappear down there. But it's great. And the football, I'll go back to football. You guys had a spectacular season then too, and just ran into the University of Everett at the end there.
That was hard for me to swallow.
Oh yeah,
we had a great season. I think we had a couple losses early with Beverly and Marblehead, and they have quality programs with quality coaches. And we kind of turned things around. Our line, you know, kind of gelled. And we had, you know, one of the premier backs in North Shore history, just doing a great job. So when we lost to Everett right in the last, I don't know, 15 seconds or something, that was difficult to swallow. But I was proud of the kids. The kids did a great job. And you know, I look at next year, I think that we've got a great group of kids coming back. I think we've got some personality on that team. Jake Daugherty, Eric DeMeo, Matty D'Amato, I think they'll be good leaders. And they're really good players. I think you're really going to see something out of those three guys. But they're good kids, too. So I think that really bodes well for the team.
And you give Coach Betancourt the winter season off?
Yes, I do. And it's good for him to be away for a little while. I think he's got such a great group of young kids at home. He's got to go home and see them every once in a while.
Well, I know I've heard the phrase people watching the clock and so on, but I'm going to watch the calendar. So I'm going to push you back one more season, Phil, back into the fall. We kind of touched a little bit, but we started in the wintertime. But I don't know if there's anything else from the fall season that you want to touch on.
I guess the volleyball team won the league championship. So did the boys cross country team, and it's hard not to talk about the fall and not talk about Marcelo Rocha, who was the NEC and Division I state champ. I think he was runner up in the All State meet and ran in the nationals, and he will be back next year, and I'm sure he will be tough to beat next year because he's a focused athlete.
Phil, let's talk about the Greater Boston League because I think your perspective will be very good, having been at Peabody for years and playing within the league, being a member of the Greater Boston League. But now four teams will be coming from the Greater Boston League to the Northeastern Conference. And I guess generally, what was your take on this? Because this seemed to all move very quickly. I mean, there were proposals in the past that didn't go through, which I thought were some good ideas. I don't have all the details in my head right now. I'm sure you would. But this one, bang, it seemed to come up fast, and all of a sudden four teams were invited in, and that process is moving forward.
Hmm. Yeah, the principals were kind of excited about the opportunity to bring the GBL in. I think, you know, from my perspective and what I said in the meeting was, yeah, I really was the only person who had worked with both groups in the room. And there are good people in the GBL. They're hardworking. They work hard with their kids. I think they'll be, you know, great additions to the Northeast Conference. And it's just figuring out how this is all going to break out. There's lots of different scenarios. The ADs have been charged with figuring out how everything is going to break out. You know, obviously, football, we're bringing them in the spring next year. So looking at that, with lacrosse is by power. So basically, the plan is to keep lacrosse by power and put two of the GBL schools in one division and two in the other. So we're not overburdening one division. And then, you know, baseball, you might play everybody once and then go out and get some non-league games, and that's your Northeast Conference. Tennis, we'll just stay divisionally, and we'll put two in each division. Track is really got me kind of I had to go to my math department head. We're trying to figure out how we're going to get this done with tri meets and things like that and to make sure everybody plays. But we'll work at it, and we'll get it done.
Now Everett is not going to be playing football in the league. Is that right?
That is correct. No, okay. We're bringing in Malden, Medford, and Somerville, and Everett is going to be an independent.
Okay, in football. And how did that come about? Is that something that kind of came from Everett, or was that from the Northeastern Conference, or was it sort of kind of a mutual agreement at that point?
The GBL came in and said, Everett won't play football in your league. We said, okay.
Okay, yeah.
It's funny, Rick and I go back, and Phil, you probably would remember these days too. There were days we used to do Beverly football, and Beverly would open in a non-league game. This goes back 30 years ago in Everett, and they were doormats. I mean, I hate to say the word, phrase, but they were not winning football games, and they were. And Beverly would come down, and Everett would come up every year, and it'd be like an automatic win for Beverly at that point for a few years. But obviously, things changed.
Yeah, I mean, Everett is a quality program, and it's they just reload every year, and I think that that probably would be the elephant in the room. So, to be honest, and the GBL did a good job of presenting what they bring to the league. They bring a lot of really quality facilities to the league, and Everett was willing to do what they have to do to make this happen.
Yeah. I was just thinking when, you know, Peabody, belonging to the old North Shore League, belongs around here, Northeast Conference and so on. But when Revere came into the league, they had sort of a difficult transition coming into it, and I don't think they realized how strong the NEC is. But overall, Phil, on the North Shore, I mean, the NEC, the Cape Ann League, the Greater Boston League, the Middlesex League, there is some tremendous competition, and schools do play outside of the conference, play one another all, you know, sometimes. So I think opening up like that will give the kids, all the kids in the area, I don't know, more experience, for want of a better word. But it's a good thing, is it not, to maybe increase the size of, I guess, the geographic area?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, one of the concerns, I think, from the NEC side was what is this going to do to our transportation budgets?
Right.
But I think, distance wise, I don't think it's that much different than maybe going to Gloucester. It's just you're going into the traffic instead of away from the traffic. So that, the time could be a little bit longer. But I think the GBL schools are big in student population wise, but their participation numbers aren't as high as, for example, in the Northeast Conference. So it's not like we're bringing in these big, huge schools that are just going to roll over. That's not going
to
happen.
Well, I remember talking to a former AD over in Revere, and that's what he said. He said, well, we're a big school, but we can't get kids to show up. We can't, there's just too many other distractions. And at least, around here. And speaking of numbers, overall, Phil, for the entire year, numbers really good for participation at Peabody?
Our participation numbers are really good. It's interesting because our student population numbers are dropping. This is the smallest we've been, I think, since I've been here. We're at 1591.
Really?
And we could be below 15 next year. So our student population is dropping a bit, but our participation, our football program has been growing. Lacrosse is growing. And all the other programs are holding true to what they normally are.
Mm-hmm. Phil, any coaching news here at the school? Looking for coaches, coaching hires, anything else on that front for Peabody at this point in the springtime?
I don't think so. It looks as though our fall staff is pretty set. We have some long time coaches. Obviously, Mark Betancourt at football. Stan McKean's been with us for recently won his 200th win in soccer. And Dennis DeRoche's been with us for a while. And we didn't even mention the girls' soccer program. They won the league title this past year and went through the entire Division I state tournament without giving up a goal, and lost in the Division I North finals. So, but they have most of their team back, and we were young, so I'm really excited about them. But no other coaching changes that I'm aware of.
Yeah, no, there's clearly, you were mentioning longtime coaches. There's a lot of coaching stability in people. In fact, it's news when like a Jane Heil retires a few years ago after being here for, well, a couple of stints, but probably totaling 30 years almost, all when you put their two stints together.
Yeah, Jane has been a person who young women here at the school could go to for a long, long time. And she did a great job. We miss her, but Stan's doing a great job. Yeah. And we've just started an eighth grade middle school program in basketball, which we had never had. So we're excited about what that will do for our programs.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure we touched on everything, Phil. We didn't talk about basketball. I don't think we did. And what else are we missing? Field hockey, I don't know, swimming. You mentioned volleyball, chess, whatever.
Yeah. Field hockey, we have Pam Grant. She does a great job. She's been with us for a while. She was Lorraine Benoit's assistant before she retired. And she came to us from Manchester, Essex, I think is where she was. Very knowledgeable coach. She's doing a great program. She is doing everything she can to grow this program, starting with she was running intramural programs down at the middle school. And then last year we started a field hockey middle school program. So the goal really was to change the culture of that program and get more athletes out for it. She's really working hard at it. I'm trying to think of the other sports that we may not have talked about. Swimming. Swimming, we've got a great situation. You know, we swim at the Peabody YMCA, but our numbers are way down, and we're hopeful that we'll be able to work with the Peabody YMCA. They've started a club team, and that will hopefully bring our numbers back up. Should I think of the other winter sports?
Basketball that we...
Basketball. You know, the boys made the state tournament this year. We went to the opening round against Central, and we were up 3 at halftime, but they just kept putting in substitutes, and we got tired, and but I thought we did a great job there. And in the spring, we had a solid spring, but not spectacular, but solid spring, and you know we're ending up strong.
Talk about the waves of kids coming over the boards. That's what it looked like. I remember the Everett game, and it's like they substituted like 20 guys at a time on offense. It was just nuts how many kids they have.
Yeah.
And it's tough to compete against that. But overall, I've seen your programs in many different sports, and in general at the varsity level anyway, almost all of the kids get to play.
Yeah, we at the varsity level, you're going to get more kids who will play more, and some kids won't get much time. But our philosophy at the freshman and JV level is everybody plays, and that's how you build programs. And I think that's what helps us at the varsity level, where a lot of kids are playing because they get a lot of experience at the freshman and the JV level.
Mm-hmm. Well, Phil, I guess we're pretty well done here. We've gone through this huge agenda here with you. But is there anything else that we haven't asked you about that you think might that you'd like to share with us at all about Peabody Athletics, Peabody High School?
Well, we've started meeting for the Hall of Fame. So next year will be a Peabody High School Hall of Fame induction year.
Yeah.
So we're excited about putting together another solid class of inductees, and that's coming soon.
And I failed. I interviewed Phil last time, Bill, on the show about the most recent class, and didn't mention Phil's being inducted. So we should congratulate him for that. I'm sorry about that, Phil. That was awful.
That's not a worry. It's not something I even thought about.
Well, Phil, our congratulations card is in the mail. I don't know, you know, it's we'll put it in the post in the mailbox this afternoon and get it right off to you here. But Phil, good talking with you. Thanks for your time, and keep up the great work at Peabody High School.
Thanks very much.
Phil Sheridan, Athletic Director at Peabody High School. I'm Bill Newell along with Rick Moore on MSONewsSports.com.
That was so embarrassing. As soon as I-